Om sahana bhagatu, sahana punaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavati tamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Om shanno mitra shan varunaha. Shanno Bhagatvaryama, Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi, Shanno Vishnurukramaha, Namo Brahmane, Namaste Vayo, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami, Ritam Vadishyami, Satyam Vadishyami, Tanmam abhatu, tadvaktaram abhatu, abhatu mam, abhatu vaktaram. Om shanti shanti shanti. Shiksham vyakhyasyamaha, parnasvaraha, matrabalam, samasandhanaha, Idyukha Shikshadhyayaha Sahanao Yashaha Sahanao Brahma Varchasam Athatasya Gumhitaya Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha Panchaswati Karaneshu Adilokam Adichyotisham Adividyam Adiprajamadhyatmam Thamahasya Gumhita Idyacharchate Athadhilokam prithivi purvarupam jyavruttararupam akashasandhihi vayusandhanam ityadhilokam athadhijyotisham agnipurvarupam aditya uttararupam apasandhihi vaijitasandhanam Ityadi Jyotisham Athadi Vidyam Acharya Purva Rupam Ante Vasyuttara Rupam Vidya Sandhihi Pravachanagum Sandhanam Ityadi Vidyam Athadi Prajam Mata Purva Rupam Pithottara Rupam Praja Sandhihi Prajananagum sandhanam ityadhi prajam athadhyatmam adharahanu purvarupam utarahanuruttararupam vaksandhihi jihvasandhanam ityadhyatmam iti mamahasagumhitaha Ya eva metha mahasagum hita vyakhyata veda sandhiyate prajaya pashubhihi brahma varchasena nadyena suvargyena lokena yas chanda samrishabho vishvarupaha chando pyo jamrata atsambhabhuva Samendro metaya aspranotu amitasya devadharano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jifwa me matamattama karna abhyam puri vishruvam brahmana koshosi metaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya Avahanti vitanvana kurvana chiramatmanaha vasagumsi mamagavascha annapanecha sarvada tato me shriyamabaha lomasham pashubhissahaswaha amayantu brahmacharina swaha Vimayantu brahmacharina swaha, Vamayantu brahmacharina swaha, Vamayantu brahmacharina swaha, Shamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Yasho Jane Sani Swaha Shreyandasya Sani Swaha Tantwa Bhagat Pravishani Swaha Sama Bhagat Pravisha Swaha Tasmin Sahasrashake Nipagahan Twayi Mraje Swaha. Let's complete these last few lines and then we'll work a little bit on the last two paragraphs that we don't really know very well yet. And it's this one, it's this four medha, from Yaschanda Sa down to the end of what we're going to work on today. It's the end of nine. This is really something to be memorized. You have the first part memorized, the Yaschanda Sa, most of you do. But we should memorize the whole thing, and it can be chanted like a mantra. And the second part with the swaha, where all the swahas, it's a visualization where you actually imagine yourself offering the flowers. So let's look at where we left off is yatapa. Everybody there? The very last two words on page 17. Yata. Can you repeat it? Yata apaha. It's actually yata apaha. Yata apaha. Pravata.
Pravata.
Ayanti.
Ayanti.
Yata. Just as. Here, I'll show you.
And I'll show you where this.
Yeah. It's the top of this page. It's just these last two lines, that's all we're going to do today. And then we're going to work on it. You see yata?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yata, apaha, just as apaha is water. So just as apaha, nominative singular. It's nominative plural. Mm-hmm. Just as they say, waters for water, like many drops of water, so they use it in the plural. So just as apaha, just as water, pravata, pravat means a slope. Pravata, by a slope, by sloping down, ayanti goes, just as water goes down. The idea is just as water runs, yanti means to go, just as water flows downward, because of a downward slope, water will naturally flow downward. So just as water, the idea is just as water goes downward.
Pravata
means a slope, a downward slope.
So by sloping?
By a downward slope.
By the slope.
Yeah, you'd say just as water flows by a downward slope.
In English, we could just say it flows downhill.
Exactly. Just as water flows downhill. The idea it flows without effort, it just flows. If there's a downhill slope, the water will just naturally go down. Okay. So just as apaha pravata, by the downward slope, yayanti goes downhill. Then repeat yata masa.
Yata masa.
Just as masa, months, masaha. Just as months. Ayanti is, I'm going to come forward, go into a harjaram is a word for year, samvatsara, for year. Just as months flow into years, right? So just as water flows downhill, just as months naturally flow into years, okay? Everybody see that? The word aharjaram, Shankar gives a nice etymology. It goes something like this. Jada means to grow old, jada to become old. The days become old as they pass by. The days grow into the years. Or also, a person, as the days go one after another, a person ages, the world ages. So the days grow old into the year is kind of the etymology of the word. So ahaha means day, and jada means old.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the days become old into the year. It's just, in Sanskrit there's many words for that would mean year. Just like the Reed said the other day, how many words there are for fire. Right? Okay, so just as the months roll into the year, now, evam mam brahmacharinaha, repeat.
Evam mam brahmacharinaha.
This is going to flow into the next sentence, so let's read the next sentence. Daturayantu. Sarvatas swaha.
Sarvatas swaha.
So if I read this, breaking the sandhi, evam mam brahmacharinaha dātara, means dātaha, dātara, dāt from dātra, it's the accusative, it's a vocative singular, dātra, āyantu sarvataha swaha, that's the sandhi, dātara, āyantu sarvataha swaha. Okay, so evam, in the same manner, mam, accusative singular, me. So it means to me. Evam, in the same manner as water flows, will flow down a hill, in the same manner that months roll into years, in that same manner, to me, brahmacharinaha, accusative, a nominative plural, the brahmachari students, dātara. Oh, dātara is a name for Brahmaji as the creator, the one who is the creator of everything, the creator of all, sarvasya vitatra, the one who is the creator of all, the preserver, the sustainer of all. So Shankara translates, defines dātara as sarvasya vitatra. Vitatra is the creator, sarvasya of everyone. It's a name for Brahmaji. So it's a name for the Lord. Okay. So, O dātara, you who are responsible for the entire creation, āyantu, brahmacharinaha āyantu. This is in the imperative, right? Third person plural. May the brahmacharis come to me. In that same manner, may the brahmacharis come to me. Sarvataha, from everywhere. Sarvataha, that taha affix is an indeclinable affix. It has the ablative sense, the fifth case. So sarvataha, from all sides, from everywhere. May the brahmacharis, O dātara, vocative, in the same manner, may the brahmacharis, may the students come to me, mom, me, sarvataha, from all sides. Are we able to see?
Why do they have the dandar in between? You know, because it seems to be in the middle of the sentence.
I know, I don't know why, but it's just, no idea actually, why they do that. You know, even in shlokas, when you have shlokas, sometimes the shloka, I mean, the first line is a sentence,
right.
Is broken as a sentence, but it's not a complete sentence. Yeah. And even sometimes it'll take two shlokas, and the verb will be in the second shloka. That's not as frequent, but yeah. That happens. Okay.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Is there a sarva swaha? Is that then from all sides?
Sarvataha. Sarvataha is from all sides. And swaha is an indeclinable that is just the word that you say when you make an offering. Swaha, it means it's being offered auspicious for the Lord. So when you say the swaha, that's when you imagine yourself offering flowers into the fire.
But does it actually have a meaning?
Well, the meaning is not exactly. It's more, like we looked that up. It's more the what is said. It has the meaning of I'm making this offering to you.
Right, every time we say swaha, we throw. Yeah.
Yeah, but the idea is I'm making the offer to you. But let me tell you exactly what they say here. Vidyaranya said something nice in his book, which is not much different than what I'm saying right now. Swaha. An exclamation used in offering oblations to the gods with dative. That's all they say. Mm-hmm. Swaha, an oblation or offering made to all gods. But when it's in the indeclinable like this, it's just the exclamation that's said when you're making it. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to do with swa with me.
No, no, not swa. No, I don't think so. Okay? So, there might be more to say about that. We'll have to find out from Swamiji. Then, repeat after me. Prativeshosi.
Prativeshosi.
Pramabhahi.
Pramabhahi.
Pramapadyaswa.
Pramapadyaswa.
So, Prativeshaha asi. Then, remember when I was, this next one. Remember how I said in Vedic Sanskrit, often the upasarga, the prefix of a verb, will come way before the verb with intervening words in between. Here's another example of it. The actual verb is prabahi. And it, here in this text, here, if you notice, they haven't made a separation. It should actually, in most texts, it'll go pra as one word, then ma, second word, third word, bhati, with spaces in between. So here, the prabhati means prabhahi. Prabhahi, and ma means mom. So pra, just to break the sentence, pra, ma, bahi. It's three separate words, with the pra being an upasarga that is going to hook up with the bahi. Okay? And same with the next one. Pra, second word, ma, third word, padyaswa. So the actual verb is prapadyaswa. So pra, ma, padyaswa, prapadyaswa. So let's look at the meaning. Prativeshaha asi, asi, you are, right? Like tetvamasi, asi, you are the prativesha. Prativesha is a resting place. You are the resting place. Shankara says, you are the resting place where I come to be assuaged from all of my papas. I rest in you. When I'm resting in you, I'm free from all of the pain of my papa karmas. Okay. So, prativeshaha asi, you are the resting place. Prama, to me, ma is a secondary form of mom. So, prabahi, may you reveal yourself to me. Bahi means to shine, so may you shine. Prabha, may you shine means may you reveal. In English, you say may you reveal yourself to me. Then, ma prapadyaswa, may you reach me, means may your being totally fill my mind. Nirvikalpa samadhi. May my mind have no obstruction. May you totally fill my mind.
What form is prabahi?
Imperative second person. Imperative second person singular. So may you reveal yourself. These are all second person singulars. Swa is also imperative second person singular.
Prabahi sometimes shine.
Yeah, shine. Yeah, when you use this word ba, it means the thing is presenting itself. The thing is appearing. So here it's like, may you make yourself known to me.
Right.
May you shine. May you reveal yourself to me. Yeah. Yeah. And then may you enter into me. May you flow into me.
And the free from papa karma, the resting place.
You are the resting place means where I can abide free of my papa karmas.
Is that like the mind would, it's all sort of has to do with samadhi?
For just resolution into that oneness. Into oneness with Ishwara.
I have a little, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Padyaswa?
Padyaswa, may you reach. Prapadyaswa. May you reach me.
I see.
Means may your being totally encompass my mind. Flow into my mind. Not that there's any distance, but then the mind can create so much pain. It's just what it does. Okay, we okay? Well, let's try to chant it. Mm-hmm. from Yathapa. Yathapa pravatayanti. Yathapa. I got to get the right tune, just give me a second. Tasmin sahasrashake nipagahan twayim raje swaha yathapa pravitayanti. I'll chant this whole thing so you can kind of hear it and then we'll start. Tasmin sahasrashake nipagahan twayim raje swaha yathapa pravitayanti yathamasa aharjaram. Evam mam brahmacharinah tatarayanti sarvatasvaha prativeshasi pramapahi pramapadyasva yathapav pravita pravatayanti yathapravatayanti yathamasa aharjaram yathamasa aharjaram evam mam brahmacharinah evam mam brahmacharinah dhatarayantu sarvatasvaha evam mam brahmacharinah dhatarayantu sarvatasvaha dhatarayantu sarvatasvaha prativeshasi pramabhahi pramapadyasva prativeshasi pramabhahi pramapadyasva prativeshasi pramabhahi pramapadyasva prativeshasi pramabhahi pramapadyasva
Prativeshasi Pramabhahi Pramapadyaswa.
Together.
Prativeshasi Pramabhahi Pramapadyaswa. Prativeshasi Pramabhahi Pramapadyaswa. Prativeshasi Pramabhahi Pramapadyaswa.
I'll do the first line, and then we'll do it together two or three times, okay? Yatha yatha pravita yanti
yatha pravita yanti
yatha together
yatha pravita yanti
yatha
pravita yanti
yatha pravita yanti yatha masa aharjaram
yatha masa aharjaram
together
yatha masa aharjaram
yatha masa aharjaram yatha masa aharjaram evam mam brahmacharinah
evam mam brahmacharinah evam mam brahmacharinah evam mam brahmacharinah evam mam brahmacharinah
dhatarayantu sarvata swaha
dhatarayantu sarvata swaha
dhatarayantu sarvata swaha
dhatarayantu sarvata swaha.
Show you something. That two and the sad are both short. Dhatarayantu sarvata swaha. Do you see how quick that is? Dhatarayantu sarvata swaha. Okay, together.
Dhatarayantu sarvata swaha. Dhatarayantu sarvata swaha. Dhatarayantu sarvata swaha. Dhatarayantu sarvata swaha.
Prativeshasi pramabhahi pramapadyaswa.
Prativeshasi pramabhahi pramapadyaswa.
Padyaswa. Okay. Pramapadyaswa. Pramapadyaswa. Prativeshasi pramabhahi pramapadyaswa.
Prativeshasi pramabhahi pramapadyaswa.
Padyaswa. Padyaswa.
Padyaswa.
Prativeshasi pramabhahi pramapadyaswa.
Prativeshasi pramabhahi pramapadyaswa.
Prativeshasi pramabhahi
pramapadyaswa.
Let's try to chant it together from yathapa.
Yathapa pravatayanti yatha masa aharjaram evam mam brahmacharinah dhatarayantu sarvata swaha prativeshasi pramabhahi pramapadyaswa.
Yatha together.
Yatha pravita yanti.
You know what? I make a mistake here. I say pravita. It's pravita. Pravita. Sorry. Okay. If you hear me say, I'm not shy to be corrected. Please correct me when, because otherwise I have to correct myself, and that's sometimes hard. Because okay. If I'm making a mistake, I'm not.
You
that means
what?
I'm not hearing it.
It's when you learn it. You learn it wrong in the first place, and then it just goes for years and years and years.
Just as the months rolling. Okay. Because I think I've had that mistake for a long time. So I was conscious. I've caught it a few times, but then I revert back.
Yathapa pravatayanti.
Let's start there.
Yathapa pravatayanti. Yathamasa aharajaram. Evam mam brahmacharinah dhatarayantu sarvata swaha prativeshasi pramabhahi pramapadyaswa Yathapravatayanti yathamasa aharjaram evam mam brahmacharinah dhatarayanti sarvatasvaha pratideshasi pramabhahi pramapajaswanda
pratidesha, let's do that again.
Pratideshasi pramabhahi pramapajaswa pratideshasi pramabhahi pramapajaswa.
Okay. Good, that's great. We'll just do just a couple more things and then we'll take a break. Go back to the Avahanti right after Shrutam Me Gopaya. That's where we've learned that after Shrutam Me Gopaya, but the last two words, Avahanti Vitanvana, is where the next one. You see where the Yes Chandasa begins? Yes Chandasa?
Yeah.
Go down to the bottom of that paragraph and the last two words, Avahanti Vitanvana. Mm-hmm. Everybody find that? That's where the second part begins that is asking for wealth. You know, wealth and prosperity. The first part is asking for knowledge and medha shakti, memory. The second part is asking for wealth and prosperity and well-being in the world. As a jnani, as somebody who's really as a teacher, right? Because it says, may all the brahmacharis come to me, but may I have all of the wealth and the wherewithal to accommodate them. May I have the yashas, the fame. The fame is in terms of may I be a respected teacher. It's not fame in some other way, but may I be regarded as an acharya, you know, and may I have more wealth than all of the others. You have more wealth than all of the others so that I can myself take care of my students. That's the idea, right? Yeah. So, but it's, Swamiji said, you know, he chanted this as a mantra for many years. In other words, he joked and said, maybe that's why I have so many students now.
Yeah,
that's what he said, you get what you asked for. But it's a beautiful prayer. It has all the beautiful values. So, from Avahanti. Repeat after me. Shrutam me gopaya. Avahanti vitanvana. Avahanti vitanvana. Kurvana chiramatmanaha. Kurvana chiramatmanaha. Kurvana chiramatmanaha. Kurvana chiramatmanaha. Vasagumsi mamagavascha. Vasagumsi mamagavascha. Vasagumsi mamagavascha. Vasagumsi mamagavascha.
It's a little hard.
Simama. Simama. You see that? Simama. Vasagumsi mamagavascha.
Vasagumsi mamagavascha.
Vasagumsi mamagavascha.
Vasagumsi mamagavascha.
Annapane cha sarvada.
Annapane cha sarvada.
Annapane cha sarvada.
Annapane cha sarvada.
Tato me shriyamavaha.
Tato me shriyamavaha.
Remember that O and A are long, okay? So you don't want to rush that one. Tato me shriyamavaha.
Tato me shriyamavaha.
Tato me shriyamavaha.
Tato me shriyamavaha.
Lomasham pashibis sahaswaha.
Lomasham pashibis sahaswaha.
Lomasham pashibis sahaswaha.
Lomasham pashibis sahaswaha.
Another mistake I catch myself making. Sometimes I'll say swaha. If that's not right, swaha. Swaha.
Actually, if I can tell you one more thing. The first one, Kurvana, you say Kurvana instead of Kurvana.
I'll go back then. Let's hear that. Kurvana.
Kurvana.
Am I saying a dental?
Or is it like maybe to me just.
Kurvana.
Yeah, Kurvana.
Okay, thanks. See, I mean, for all Westerners, including me, continually, we have to, this dental lingual, you have to, every time you see a lingual, pull your tongue back. Roll your tongue back and seal it. You have to do that. And if you won't do it. See, the thing, this is our problem. The thing is where our tongue goes between a dental and a lingual is right in between. We don't make a dental, we don't make a lingual. Our tongue goes between. When we say ta or da, it goes in between the dental and the lingual. That's the problem. So we don't even do a dental correctly. You know, neither one. So, Kiki, you probably don't even know how to do ours.
That's why it sounds like an
Indian. Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's try again. Okay. Kum kurvana chiramat. Let me get the tune. Kurvana chiramat. Shritamme kumpanya avahanti vitambana. Kurvana chiramat manaha. Is that okay? Kurvana chiramat manaha. Kurvana chiramat manaha. Kurvana chiramat manaha. Vasagumsi mama gavascha. Vasagumsi mama gavascha. Annapane cha sarvada. Annapane cha sarvada. Tato me shriyamavaha. Tato me shriyamavaha. Lomasham pashubhissaha swaha. Lomasham pashubhissaha swaha. Amayantu brahmacharina swaha. Amayantu brahmacharina swaha. Dimayantu brahmacharina swaha. Dimayantu brahmacharina swaha. Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha. Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha. Tamayantu brahmacharina swaha. Tamayantu brahmacharina swaha. Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha. Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha. Yasho janesani swaha. Yasho janesani swaha. Shreyan vasya sosani swaha. Shreyan vasya sosani swaha. Shreyan vasya sosani swaha. Shreyan vasya sosani swaha. Tantva bhaga pravishani swaha. Tantva bhaga pravishani swaha. Sama bhaga pravisha swaha. Sama bhaga pravisha swaha. Sama bhaga pravisha swaha. Sama bhaga pravisha swaha. Tasmin sahasrashake. Tasmin sahasrashake. Nipagahan twayim raje swaha. Nipagahan twayim raje swaha. Nipagahan twayim raje swaha. Nibhagaham tvayim raje swaha. Yatha pravatayanti. Yatha pravatayanti. Yatha masa aharajaram. Yatha masa aharajaram. Evam mam brahmacharinah. Evam mam brahmacharinah. Tatarayantu sarvata swaha. Tatarayantu sarvata swaha. Prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadyasva. Prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadyasva. Okay, good. So maybe next week we'll work on chanting this, yes, chanda sa, this whole thing over and over again, so it becomes memorized. This is the one. This is the one. The parts in here that we should memorize. I'll tell you. There's some that, you know, like other things that we've memorized. Mm-hmm. You can memorize the whole Taittiriya, which is what we did. You know, but there's also certain sections that are often memorized, and this is one of them. Okay, let's take a little break. You know, the first